News Talks at B. It is now 5:19. Well, first we had the homosexual law reform bill, then same-sex marriage became legal. Now, finally, a bill to quash historical criminal convictions for homosexuality has today been introduced to Parliament by Justice Minister Amy Adams. Veteran gay rights activist Bill Logan says up to 1,000 men and their families could be affected. Bill Logan is with us. And evening, Bill.
Thanks for having me on the show.
What do you make of this, Bill? Because you were the coordinator of the Gay Task Force, which spearheaded, of course, the Homosexual Law Reform Bill. What's your take on this, what is happening today?
Well, it's a good thing. There were a lot of people whose lives were wrecked, really, by criminal prosecutions when they were young or middle-aged years and years and years ago. Only a few of them are left, perhaps, now. We don't know how many. We never know. We'll know how many. They were embarrassed, deeply, deeply embarrassed. They lost their jobs, mostly. They had a great deal of difficulty establishing a career for themselves. They hid, and they continue to hide. And they probably won't even take advantage of this law. So we're not actually going to know what we're on the edge of here.
Really? But so 1,000 are believed to have had convictions. Some are dead, obviously. But you don't expect many to apply to have the conviction expunged?
I think some will apply, but I don't know how many, and I don't know that we know that number of 1,000 is really made up. We don't know how many would qualify. I know a few, a small number of people, but this would be only a tip of the iceberg that anyone would know. Most of these people are hiding, and numbers were never established.
And are you comfortable with the process, how this will all play out? Those directly impacted or families will have to apply. You're okay with that?
Well, it would probably be more sensible to have just an automatic expunging of these offences. But in a way, the formal process isn't the point. The principle is the point. The principle that these old offences really don't count. These weren't real offences. They didn't harm anyone.
I think that's what they want to, rather than a formal pardon across the board, I think that's what they want to sort out, because some have been convicted of other crimes, and that's why they want them individually assessed, isn't it? Is that the way it goes?
Well, that's the story, but in fact, we're not talking about real crimes here. We're talking about people who've been prosecuted for having ordinary human relationships with other men.
The test seems fair, doesn't it? Whether it's legal today, so that would be legal today, so that seems a simple process.
Yeah, sure, it's absolutely a fair process. But of course these things are legal today. Mm.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the program. Bill Logan, veteran gay rights activist. It is now 5:23.
See Ed Sheeran.